Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zavarz here. Jeffrey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is an award-winning journalist. I was there. I saw it. I saw him get the award. He is the author of three books on being home-based, which are landmark books that you can find wherever books are sold. He is Mr. Words. That's what we call him around here. You need words. You need to get your message across with words, and words do matter. He's the guy to call, and he's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you, and always thrilled that you'll have me back. So happy Thursday,
Jeff. Well, you know, it's week to week for you. We go.
Yeah, you know what? We have a tenuous grip on this. So
you have to prove yourself
bar,
every trip. So Jeffrey, one of the things that I have found in my long existence is that perseverance and stick-to-itiveness and showing up really do pay off. I mean, there's just no question about it. And when you're trying to get your message across in the marketplace, it's the same way for that too, isn't it? I mean, you've got to stay. I call it staying on the pavement. What do you think?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure that one out. 30 years into my freelance business, I'm still figuring out how to make this whole thing work. But it seems to be coming along on its own steam. So no, but in all honesty, absolutely.
I think there's a future in this for you, Jeffrey.
You know what? We'll figure it out. By the time I retire in years, you know, by the time I'm 70, 75, I'm going on your model, you know?
So
I'm going to keep going until someone, you know, takes out the hook and sort of pulls me off the stage and says, okay, pal, I'm surprised it didn't happen 20 years ago. But no, I mean, I think the positive attitude, I think the stick-to-itiveness, I think just the realization, you know, there's a couple things that drive you in this. First off, it's, you know, I hope you enjoy what you do. Because if you don't enjoy what you do, then I'm not a believer that if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life, okay? Sometimes this is work. And sometimes you got to get out of bed when you may not want to. Sometimes you got to work late when you'd rather do something else. So
I got home at 9 o'clock last night from work.
Yeah, you know what? It's not a hobby, you know? So, I mean, it may be a hobby. You know, I'm a writer, and so I enjoy writing. But you got to you know, be behind it. You got to be into it, but also you just got to realize that there's various motivations that drive you. You know, I mean, whether it's putting food on the table and, you know, having your kids enjoy a comfortable lifestyle and making sure that, you know, school's paid for and things like that. You know, having my kids having gone through college, I have to deal with that. But also just know there's also drivers like, you know, things are nipping at your tail. You know, you got competition out there. You hear about other people landing gigs that you thought you might have wanted, so you have to amp your game. You know, there's all sorts of drivers that push you to drive to tomorrow, to work for tomorrow, to work for the next day, to work for the next client, the next project, to work for the next referral.
So how do you make sure all that's in the pipeline, though?
Yep, absolutely. You know, and as a freelancer or as any sort of person who's on your own, you know, it's a matter of dropping lines in the water. And they're not all going to hit every time. But, you know, you got to make sure that you have lines out there and the lines may be, you know, maybe Jim, you know, dropping a line out there saying that, you know, and you preferred work my way in the past where somebody, you know, I got this rider. You need a rider. I have this rider you may need. So, you know, that may be a line out there. Or me, you know, doing some marketing or working on my website.
You never know where the next business is going to come from, do you? And that's the thing.
Absolutely.
That's the reason why when we talk about staying on the pavement, folks, staying out there, being perseverant with your marketing, you never know where it's going to come from. I mean, I don't know how many times – you know, I've not wanted to go somewhere to an event, whatever it may be, maybe in town or across the country, and I've not wanted to go, and I've muddy-grubbed and complained about it and all that sort of thing, and I get there, and as I stand here in front of you today, that has happened to me in the past, and I met someone there who turned my world around, turned my life around. They, right. or right. and that they introduced me to somebody else who made a big deal. You never know. And this is why, whether it's you yourself physically or your message, your marketing message, you've got to stay in front of the world, in front of the marketplace, don't you?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, if I look back, and I'm in the middle of putting together notes for a 30-year sort of retrospective on what has made all this happen, and if you can trace the arc of a career, you know, back, I truly, there's two things I trace it to. There's two individuals who made it happen. One was a woman named Lisa when I was at a small weekly newspaper who said, you know, I have a friend who is a freelancer for Advertising Age magazine, and she wants to give up. She's a beat writer for Florida. Mm-hmm. She wants to give up part of her beat. You should talk to her. And I reached out to Ann, who was her friend, and Ann said, yeah, I want to give up Broward County. So Fort Lauderdale is all I want to give up. So, and we had a pretty robust, you know, probably four or five firms doing some pretty good work in Fort Lauderdale. Lisa was one. A year later, after freelancing, another guy, and darned if I can't remember his name now, and it's been lost to the ether, you know, getting old. He said, I hear that the Sun Sentinel or Metro Daily, their advertising writer is quitting. You've been writing about advertising. You need to make that phone call. And yeah. I did, and I landed that gig.
And you worked
which
for,
then
for a
just
long,
blew
long time.
Open doors.
A long time.
Yep. And those are two people that, because of my reputation preceding me, or somebody I worked with in one instance and another, he just knew me, just opened a door. And I think that you can, to your point, you can trace the arc of your success often mm-hmm. back to an individual, not necessarily a mentor, not a coach,
there. Would you consider that brand building? That's more brand building than, say, marketing, isn't it? Because you're building a structure under you some more than you are creating a call to action. What do you think?
Well, I'm a believer that I would believe it's brand building, but all of that falls under marketing. Marketing.
Oh, I agree. I agree. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you got to.
Yes,
when you talk about dropping lines, when you talk about dropping lines, Jeff, in the water, you know, if you fished in your life as I have, you know, sometimes you fish shallow, sometimes you fish deep, sometimes you troll, you know, and so you. You have lots of different lines in the water. You have the ones that put the rocks in the box this week. You have the ones that take a little longer to put out there. And then you have some that maybe only manifest once in your career. So, folks, you got to put all those lines out there. You got to think about it that way. Many different types of ways of staying in front of folks in the marketplace. Every business, not just home base, not just, you know, consultants. Everybody does it. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.